This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for October 16th. I'm Paul Plack. A requirement that all airline captains and first officers must hold an ATP certificate has passed the U.S. House of Representatives. EAA says Dick Nepinski's office got lots of media phone calls yesterday afternoon as we all watched the boy and the balloon. NASA is preparing to roll the Ares 1 rocket from the Vehicle Assembly Building to Launch Pad 39B on Tuesday. Launch is tentatively scheduled for October 27th. Kate Hanai of FlyersRights.org is suing Delta Airlines and a Virginia consulting firm for intercepting her email. Eclipse Aerospace is asking the city of Albuquerque to allow it to operate rent-free for 5 years in exchange for ownership of a 42,000-square-foot building. 29 corporate leaders from the Seattle area have sent a letter to Boeing's James Albaugh, urging the company to keep its second Dreamliner assembly line in Washington State. Souther Field near Americus, Georgia, has been renamed Jimmy Carter Airport. Not everybody's happy about it. NASA says former aviation engineer Richard Whitcomb, the father of the winglet, has gone west at the age of 89. And a camera operator who was hit by an 800-pound model airplane during the making of a movie has won almost $4 million in court. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing. Find them in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, I'll talk with 2008 National CFI of the Year Max Trescott about aviation accident hotspots, those places in the sky that are way riskier than any place else you fly. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend, and we'll talk to you from NBAA starting on Monday. And have a clear and unlimited day.